I'm your host, Karen Lovejoy, and today we are speaking with Dan Corner. Mr. Corner is the director of the Evangelical Outreach and author of Is This the Mary of the Bible? And without further ado, how are you, Mr. Corner?
Doing real well over here, Karen. How are you?
I am doing great, and thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to talk to us about your book. We have a lot of questions here at Atlanta Issues, and so I'm hoping that we're able to pique everyone's interest in your book and get a little more background on you. So, without further ado, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. I'm the director of Evangelical Outreach. At one time in the past, I pastored in the Pittsburgh area for almost 7 years. I've been involved in counter-cult and apologetic-type ministries for probably somewhere around 30 years. And specifically in regards to this book, Is This the Mary of the Bible? I think it is very important for the listening audience to know that I used to be a Roman Catholic. I was raised a Roman Catholic. And finally, what tipped the scales and caused me to leave the Roman Catholic system was their teaching on Mary.
All right. Their teaching on Mary prompted you to leave Catholicism.
Correct. Their Mary is not the same Mary of the Bible. Their Mary would say that she is our refuge and the way that would lead us to God. Now, that's found right in the Fatima Portugal vision apparitions. And, of course, their Mary is pointing people to her. The Mary of the Bible pointed people away from herself and to the Lord Jesus. In John chapter 2, verse 5, the very last time that Mary ever spoke, she only spoke four times in the Bible. The last time she spoke is found at that particular scripture, and she's pointing people to Jesus. But again, that's not the Mary of Roman Catholicism. The Mary of Roman Catholicism is a fabrication. She does not really exist. They would say that she is the sinless, ever-virgin, queen and gate of heaven, refuge of sinners, mother of the church, way to God, and our life, sweetness, and hope, among other things. Obviously, this is not the Mary of the Bible. The Mary of the Bible was never trusted in, never prayed to. Nobody ever went to her to get to Jesus in regards to salvation or for anything else in a special way. In John chapter 2, we see that people went to Mary. Mary went to Jesus. Jesus did change the water into wine. But we also see elsewhere in the Bible that Jesus did things like that for other people that never went to Mary first. So she is not in any way, shape, or form special in that regard, that we get to Jesus by going to her first. That is not what the Bible teaches.
Now, and when I was reading up on the book, which we'll get more into, and of course the content of Is This the Mary of the Bible, when I read about you, I understand you describe yourself as a contender for the Christian faith. Can you tell us what that means?
Yes, I can. The Bible says that we are to contend against those that change grace into a license for immorality. That's the specific way that particular passage from Jude 3 and 4 is referring. Also in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, I am also as a Christian commanded to expose the unfruitful deeds of darkness. But to be a contender of the Christian faith, that would mean that I'm one that's going to reason from the Scriptures and show people what the Bible has to say, that is what the Word of God has to say, about these important issues, issues that will stretch into eternity. I think it's very fundamental for people to know what the Bible actually says about itself. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible says that itself is able to make us wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. In other words, the Bible can make us wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And then it goes on and it says, all scriptures God breathed and is useful for teaching, correcting, rebuking, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So we're thoroughly equipped for every good work with the Bible alone. We don't need anything else such as so-called sacred tradition, especially when it would contradict the Bible. Which, by the way, that's what the rosary does. The rosary actually began around 1090 A.D., and it would elevate Mary, that is the Mary of Roman Catholicism, and that bit of tradition contradicts the Scriptures. The Bible tells us who we are to pray to. It never tells us to pray to Mary, the saints, or angels. And, of course, the rosary would have us pray to Mary and even declare her as the Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope, and most gracious advocate obviously, this is not just seriously wrong. This is deadly for anyone to believe.
Atlanta, we're speaking with Dan Corner, author of Is This the Mary of the Bible? Is it safe to say then that you wrote the book in order to debunk perhaps tradition over what is actual scripture?
It would be safe to say that the book was written to get the truth about salvation out for people, people that are Roman Catholics or perhaps even Protestants, people that might be wondering about Roman Catholicism. There's a big push in our day with the ecumenical movement, Promise Keepers, and many other things similar to that, where they would tend to think that Roman Catholicism has changed, that what they're teaching now is the same as the Protestant message of salvation. And that is absolutely, positively not true. It's not real. And one of the clearest ways to know it's not real is to go to their actual documents and find out what they're teaching about Mary. That is their Mary. And again, their Mary is not the Mary of the Bible.
Since the title of a book normally is what catches the reader's eye, why did you decide to call your book Is This the Mary of the Bible? Because that question just says the author might have a different point of view. So can you explain the title to us?
Yes, as I have already said, the Mary of Roman Catholicism is not the Mary of the Bible. Back in the days of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul referred to at that particular point in time that there was another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit that was being proclaimed, and that sort of false doctrine evolving around this false Jesus, false gospel, and false Holy Spirit was a problem back then. And of course, in our hour, we have things like that as well. But also, in conjunction with Roman Catholicism, we also have another Mary. Not just another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit. We have another Mary. And this Mary, according to the official teachings of Roman Catholicism, this Mary is the one that we're to look to at the hour of our death. This is the one that is the mediatrix and dispenser of graces. Now imagine that, all graces. And obviously, if you know that we're saved by grace, to say that she's the mediatrix and dispenser of all graces is to indirectly say that Mary has a role in our salvation. And it's even more clear elsewhere in certain prayers that certain Catholic saints have prayed to Mary. Notice I mentioned the word to. I emphasize the word to. Sometimes the Roman Catholic apologist would deny that Catholics actually pray to Mary. They like to say we pray through her, or we ask her to pray for us. But I'm talking about actual prayers to Mary, asking her for salvation and for deliverance from damnation. It's hard to believe, but that is actually, positively, what Roman Catholic saints have prayed in the past. These have been endorsed, they have been exalted, and who knows how many hundreds of millions of sincere people over the years have prayed like that. And again, I myself was a Roman Catholic. I know there are some sincere Roman Catholics out there. Sadly, they haven't taken the time to read the Bible to learn what Jesus and the apostles said about salvation. They're just trusting in the priest and the nuns, and of course, on a larger scale, the Pope. And sad to say, they are in darkness. They don't have the salvation the Bible says that they can have.
Is this book for all denominations of Christianity to perhaps explain who Mary is and what her role is?
I would say this particular book is good for any particular kind of Protestant group or any kind of religious group, period. Just maybe somebody trying to gather some information academic-wise on what Roman Catholicism would teach, even from a secular point of view. But most specifically, this was written for the dear, beloved, sincere Roman Catholics out there, people that are trying to get into the kingdom of God. And they have been misinformed about how to get there. They're looking to Mary. They think she is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. And obviously, that is deadly, according to the Bible, to believe something like that.
In the book, Is This the Mary of the Bible, written by Dan Corner, you go over a lot of misconceptions about Mary. Which one do you think is the biggest or has the biggest impact on people?
All right, well, that's a very interesting kind of a question. Let me bring out several problems that we see with Roman Catholic teaching and what the Bible says, and perhaps I can answer your question that way. In the Bible, especially in the book of Acts, but also in other sections of the Bible, such as in John chapter 3, we actually have recorded conversations or sermons that we would categorize in our day as salvation sermons. And it's very interesting that never, and let me repeat that word, never in any salvation sermon was Mary ever mentioned to have any role whatsoever in our salvation, much less that she would be the mediatrix and dispenser of all graces that we get to Jesus by first going to Mary. Nothing like that, never. Furthermore, Peter and John wrote particular books of the New Testament, and they never mentioned Mary by name or any kind of having any kind of role in intercession, mediation, getting special favors for us and protection, and again, especially in salvation. Never, never is it found anywhere that Mary has any role in salvation. And then also, if you would read the book of Revelation, which especially tells us certain truths about what heaven is like, we can read of God sitting on the throne. We could read of Jesus being by him. But you will never see where Mary and Jesus are the focal point in heaven for the redeemed. And this is what Roman Catholicism would say about Mary. Now, they have elevated her to the Queen of Heaven, and she's ruling and reigning there in heaven with Jesus. Now, I want you to ponder a particular song that is sung in Roman Catholic circles. Listen to this. It's called Immaculate Mary. It goes like this. Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You now reign in splendor with Jesus, our King. Now, that speaks volumes of the Mary of Roman Catholicism. They actually think that Mary is ruling, she's reigning in heaven. Now, anybody that has read the New Testament, they would see automatically this is a very, very serious problem, very serious error. So far from reality, it's not even in the ballpark. In no way, shape, or form are we told anywhere in the Bible that there is a Queen of Heaven in a good sense. In Jeremiah, however, Queen of Heaven is mentioned, but she was an idol. She was a pagan goddess that the Israelites got in trouble for making sacred raisin cakes for. So there is no Queen of Heaven. Mary's not the Queen of Heaven, the gate of heaven, the refuge of sinners. She's not our life or sweetness and our hope. She's not sinless, and she's not ever virgin. So this is all very important.
If it were possible, what do you think the Mary of the New Testament would have to say about the perception that Catholicism has put out about Mary? What do you think she would say about the Mary that is portrayed through Catholicism or any misconception about her?
I would think if the real Mary of the Bible could communicate to us, she would say something like what she said the very fourth and last time that it's recorded in Scripture of her speaking. Whatever he, that's Jesus, says, do it. And what Jesus tells us to do is to come directly to himself for salvation. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And here's something also very relevant and interesting about what the Lord said and what the Lord believed about his own mother. In Luke chapter 11, 27 and 28, we read this. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you. He replied, blessed rather are those that hear the word of God and obey it. Now, this sounds almost exactly identical to the error in Catholicism today. There's a woman back in the time when Jesus walked the face of the earth that wanted to praise Mary because Mary gave birth to Jesus and nursed him. Jesus openly and publicly corrected that error. And Jesus spoke, who was blessed? The blessed ones are those that hear the word of God and obey it. Now, this is vital. It's vital that we hear the word of God and we obey. In fact, in Luke 8:21, Jesus said, "My mother and brothers are those that hear the word of God and put it into practice." We're talking about a heaven or hell issue here. We're not talking about something that's only important in this life. It's going to stretch on throughout all eternity. And people need to know that they were not born again at infant baptism, that the sacraments in Roman Catholicism are not a means of grace according to the Bible, and to have the salvation and the forgiveness and the eternal life that the Bible speaks of, we have to repent, which means to turn away from sin and put a faith in Jesus that will commit to him, a faith that will follow him. Jesus said, if any man come after him, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow him. And as Jesus said in John 3:16, that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would continue to believe on Jesus would not perish but have everlasting life. And to believe on Jesus, not only in that verse, but many other verses, means a trusting, submitting, and obeying faith, a faith that will submit to him. Jesus spoke of a yoke that he had. And animals back in that day, particularly oxen, they would have yoke put on them. Well, there's a spiritual yoke for those that decide to be Christians, that want to be followers of Jesus. And that is, we take his yoke upon us and we follow him, thereby implying that we submit our will to his will. He is the head of the church. Jesus is Lord. He is the leader. We will do what he says. We will believe like he taught. And that's the end of it. Remember, again, scripture is given for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work, every good deed. 2 Timothy 3:16-17.
Atlanta, we're speaking with Dan Corner, the author of Is This the Mary of the Bible? Oftentimes we see in the news these days people who think they've seen the vision of Mary in various materials, toast, wood, bread, dirt, ice, wherever. Sometimes people, these events make the news. What do you think of these visions, and what do you think of the people that proclaim they've seen something like this?
Well, it could be maybe the night before they had some pepperoni pizza, and their stomach is really not very agreeable to that. I don't really know, except to say that we have a serious problem with what the Bible says, with believing something along those lines. I've seen some of those pictures where people have said that they see a picture of Mary on their door or on a piece of burnt toast. It didn't look like any picture of a female to me. I don't know how, perhaps from their point of view, it did, but whatever it is, we know this, that we have to be careful with things like that. We have to be very careful. Shockingly, a lot of people are not aware of this, that there are different religious systems that claim visions. And it's not just in Roman Catholicism. If they're thinking this would be likened to a vision, some kind of image on a person's front door, or a piece of toast or a piece of food, whatever it might be, we need to know that the Bible addresses this to some degree. The Bible says, believe it or not, that there's more than one supernatural source of visions. The devil can come as an angel of light. And he's the deceiver. He's trying to deceive us and lead us astray. He's not in hell yet. He will go to the lake of fire, but he's not there yet. He prowls around throughout the earth, seeking whom he can devour. He's trying to deceive us, mislead us, so that we don't make Jesus the focus of our faith, that we don't do what he says, namely, go to him directly, trust in him 100% for our salvation. But it's important to know that besides Roman Catholicism, there is Mormonism and Seventh-day Adventism that also claims visions, very authoritative and important visions. And the interesting thing is that these visions contradict one another. In other words, the visions in Mormonism would contradict Seventh-day Adventism, which contradicts Catholicism, and vice versa. And then to even complicate it more, in the Unification Church, they also claim at least one major vision, which would contradict all of those. So if God is a consistent God, and we know he is according to the Bible, he's not confused, he's not a liar, there has to be more than one source of visions if you just look at it from a rational point of view. Logically, there has to be more than one source of visions. And there is. The devil can come as an angel of light. He can come to deceive us, and that's exactly what he has done. That's what has happened at Fatima, Portugal, where the person representing Mary is saying that she is our refuge and the way that will lead us to God. That's clearly not the biblical message. That is not what Christians believe. In John 14:6, Jesus said, He is the way, the truth, and the life. But the Roman Catholic Church has endorsed Fatima apparitions. And imagine that. They have endorsed apparitions that would say, not that Jesus is the way to the Father, but that Mary is the way. And not only that, in that same apparition, which is one of the most popular apparitions of all the apparitions in Roman Catholicism, it would say that Mary is our refuge. Many times, dozens of times in the Bible, it says that God is our refuge. Again, if you focused on no other point in the Fatima Portugal visions except those, you would have to conclude that there's a very serious, serious, serious problem, a deadly error, the way Roman Catholicism has exalted their Mary, not a real Mary, a mythical Mary, a Mary that doesn't exist, never did exist, a fabricated Mary. And sadly, hundreds of millions of people are looking to her, trusting in her, consecrating themselves to her. They're venerating images of her. And this is very, very sad. And it's because they don't have the light of the Bible. And the Bible says the entrance of God's Word brings light. And if they would get in the Scriptures, read the New Testament for themselves and change accordingly, it will make an eternal difference for them.
Is there any other person that's written about in the Bible, in your opinion, that has a more distorted perception than Mary?
That's a very good question. I can guarantee that if you look at the various false religions out there and how some of these people would view the Lord Jesus, it's a despicable and miserable thing how they drag him down. Most people know about the Jehovah's Witnesses, but sadly, most people don't even know that they think that Jesus is Michael the Archangel, the first and greatest creation of Jehovah God. The Mormons would say that Jesus is the spirit brother of Lucifer. And there are all kind of other deadly false concepts about the Lord Jesus. But of course, getting back to the subject that we're discussing on this interview, the subject of the Mary of Roman Catholicism, this particular issue right here, Mary being our life, our sweetness, and our hope, which is boldly and openly proclaimed through the Rosary, which the Roman Catholic Church says is the epitome of the gospel, this should be obvious to everybody. This is evidence that's clear and undeniable that the present-day Roman Catholic Church here in America and throughout the whole world, they have a Mary that is not going to lead them to the kingdom of God. But if they trust in that Mary instead of Jesus, the one that is the way to the Father, the only way to the Father, instead of trusting in him, they're trusting in her, they're going to have a very unpleasant, very unhappy experience after they die physically. And especially when they're trying to get people to trust in Mary and call on her at the hour of their death. Bear in mind that Stephen, in Acts 7:59 and 60, he was dying, and it says, while they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. So Stephen, at the hour of his death, he prayed to Jesus. He didn't look to Mary. He looked to the Lord Jesus. That's how we are to do it. You can't go wrong by going by the Bible. It has to be right if you go to the Scriptures. If you go outside the Bible, you're on thin ice, and you're going to end up in that horrible place prepared for the devil and his angels. And there is no purgatory. Jesus said, two gates, two roads, two groups of people, two eternal destinies, Matthew 7:13 and 14. There is no third place, no purgatory, and Mary will never get us out of a purgatory that doesn't even exist. She doesn't have that ability. And let me give another thought for people that like to pray to her. Just the idea that various people would be praying to Mary at the same time is indirectly attributing to the Mary of Roman Catholicism the attribute, the divine attribute of omniscience. Mary would have to be all-knowing to hear everybody's prayer at the same moment. And for those that would say, well, we're just asking her to pray for us, she would still have to be all-knowing to hear all these different requests at the same moment. So again, what we have here, we have a Mary that has been fabricated, one that has been elevated to a deity. Now, they don't directly say that she's deity. But they say that she's sinless. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Part of the unique glory of God is that God is sinless. Jesus was sinless. And imagine, they actually say that Mary was sinless. That's absolutely shocking, but nonetheless, it's true.
Atlanta, we've been speaking with Dan Corner, the author of Is This the Mary of the Bible? Do you have any contact information on how people that may have been listening to this interview may get in contact with you to discuss this issue further? Or what's your contact information?
Well, if somebody would like to order this particular book, they could do it over the internet. Come to our website, which is found at www.evangelicaloutreach.org. That's evangelicaloutreach.org. We're located in southwestern Pennsylvania. The mailing address is P.O. Box 265, Washington, Pennsylvania, 15301. And the ministry name is Evangelical Outreach. And again, the website, www.evangelicaloutreach.org.
Mr. Corner, at this time, I'd like for you to give your closing comments. Anything in this interview that I didn't ask you that you would like for the audience to know about Is This the Mary of the Bible?
All right, let's see. What can I say as far as a closing comment is concerned? I would like to say that Mary should not be prayed to, trusted in, consecrated to. She should not be praised in song or venerated through images. These are all interwoven all throughout Catholicism. It is impossible to view accurately Roman Catholicism in our present day without recognizing this serious problem in Mary, the Mary that was fabricated. Therefore, this idea of ecumenical unity, it's not based on biblical truth, it's not based on Christian truth, it's unity at the expense of truth, and sadly, many souls, I'm talking about not only millions of souls, hundreds of millions of souls are being misled for a unity that really is not from God. The only salvation that exists is in the Lord Jesus. He that has the Son is life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. We either have Jesus, He's our life, our sweetness, and our hope, or we are actually on the road to hell with most people to be in torment forever. Jesus is the victory, not any church, not Roman Catholicism, and certainly not the Mary of Roman Catholicism.
Atlanta, we've been speaking with Dan Corner, the author of Is This the Mary of the Bible? For more information and to order the book, go to evangelicaloutreach.org. That's evangelicaloutreach.org on the internet. Or you can write to P.O. Box 265, Washington, Pennsylvania, 15301. That's P.O. Box 265, Washington, Pennsylvania, 15301.